Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We host this radio show with a good friend of ours. His name is always Devon, and we call this Devon's Input. One of the reasons why is when Devon first started with me, he started off as a, not even as a customer, just a gentleman that was asking a lot of questions, very inquisitive, eventually became a customer. I knew that he was interested in doing something with building his own business and selling products, and the more I learned about Devon through the travels, if you will, that we had over the phone, the more I realized that, you know, this is a special individual who's got special kind of situations and has been able to overcome a lot of obstacles. So he's got some disabilities, but that doesn't hold him back. He's actually owned several businesses. He goes to school, became a doctor, or is in the process, if you will, of becoming a doctor. He's been successful with regular jobs as well. He's in his continuing education. He's in a whole bunch of other things as well. So it's very interesting to see how someone like Devon has succeeded both in life as well as in business. And we are here to talk about a couple of different topics on a somewhat weekly basis. We try to do this as many Mondays as we can at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Devon if you want to hear the previous radio shows that we've done. So, Devon, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
There, I think for another episode of Devon's Input, and I have to apologize to my audience. I haven't been doing this show regularly as when I first started doing this show back in April of 2021. So this month makes it one full year or anniversary, one full year of me doing Devon's Input. And like Peter said, we probably do the show on a regular basis every Monday, but if we can't do it every Monday, we always do a replay. And I just wanted to thank Peter for, you know, being a great friend and a great co-host. You know, he's awesome. You know, he's very sublime, and, you know, I hope everything works out with him and in his situation with his family. But anyway, getting back to the topic, my topic today would be about starting multiple businesses. And I'm in the process of a business. I don't want to discuss too much about it. I don't want to hex myself, but I want to start an online business real soon. And, you know, I want to start multiple businesses in the process. You know, I want to own, like, a pizza shop. I want to own, like take up office space. I want to own a restaurant. You know, I want to own something like maybe in the near future a mechanic shop or something like maybe a Chipotle. I can invest in that. So I want to own multiple businesses. And I've been looking on this website. Well, I get emails coming to me, and it gives me a list of businesses where I can invest in. And I'm looking to do something like that in the near future. I want to become a big business person. And the reason is, like I always mention to my audience, and I also mention to Peter and my family, that I never want to work for other people. You know, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I've been, you know, having that concept and that notion since 2005. I just don't like working for people because, you know, like I said, you know, I always had trouble in the past because I do something schizophrenic, sometimes I get paranoid. And, for example, I can be doing my work and the boss, you know, he probably gets feedback from customers or other coworkers, and he used that towards me to kind of start or carouse an argument. And I kind of blew it out of proportion. I don't argue with the guy, but I kind of blew it out of proportion where I'm thinking that he's kind of, you know, directing it towards me personally. And I get kind of upset, and that kind of throws me out of my focus of doing my job correctly. And then, you know, I get called to the office, and, you know, you hear you've been terminated, or in another sense, sometimes I don't take my job serious enough, and I just don't want to you know, go to a job 5 days a week, 9 to 5, and commute all the time. So, you know, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. And like I said, I talked to a friend of mine who I haven't spoken to in about maybe 8 to 9 months now. And he's also an entrepreneur. Well, he used to be one, and he used to have his own computer business. But, you know, I just never wanted to work for people. So I want to start multiple businesses. And like I mentioned before, I've been speaking about starting my own pizza shop, or at least an existing pizza shop where I hire and fire employees. And you have to be very careful how you do that, because some of the employees, they get offended. You know, they could be a person that needs money. You know, they think they have a secure job, and you fire them for doing something petty, and they get offended to it and want to lash back at you or retaliate or hold some type of, how would you say, vendetta against you. So you have to be very careful. But that's what I wanted to do. I also want to be an entrepreneur and have several businesses where, you know, I just, you know, oversee them and be an absentee. And, you know, that's an absentee means it's a person who, you know, don't have to go to the business on a regular basis. They can, you know, check in maybe once a month or once every 3 months or even once every 6 months, you know. So that's what I wanted to do, you know. I wanted to be a business owner. I think I have the intelligence to do so. I think I have the fundamental knowledge of what a business takes to operate. And I want to learn more about businesses. I want to take a more fuller course in learning how to manage and operate a business, its functionalities, its employees, its customers, the overhead, all the operations and departments of owning a business. Because people think owning a business is easy. It's nothing is easy, especially on running a business, you know. So, you know, I just want to take the time that, you know, I can, you know, fully manage a business. It's something feasible I can do. And, you know, I'm not going to need help from co-workers and other partners, but hopefully I can manage it and be successful in it. And I'm just looking to, I'm always optimistic. You know, I always think every day is going to be a new day, and every day is a new challenge, and you learn different stuff each and every day. So, you know, I'm that person with that kind of mentality where, you know, I like to learn new things, and how to manage a business would be something. I tried to invest in a couple of businesses in the past, but I just didn't have the seed money or the capital to invest in that. So once I develop some type of revenue, maybe I can look forward to doing it. It's not too good to own too many businesses. Well, some people like Shaquille O'Neal or, you know, Magic Johnson or Michael Jordan, who owns multiple businesses, you know, they have people, you know, controlling those businesses, and, you know, they don't have to worry, all they have to worry about is how much they're going to get paid, you know, each and every week or each and every day, or how quickly they get paid. But like I said, I want to own like 7 to 8 businesses or even more than that, because I think I have the capability of, you know, managing and overseeing, like I mentioned before, what a business needs and what a business can provide for customers and employees and the all-around purpose of the community. So I want to get back to Peter, and I'm going to let Peter take it over from here. And I want to ask Peter, did he ever think of owning multiple businesses? And but I know his business, Fortune, Building Fortune radio show, and his business that he has with providing leads, he has a lot of multitude of things within that business. But does he have, how would you say, the motivation of owning more than one business besides the business he owns now? So Peter, please take it away.
Excellent. Okay, good. Well, this is Peter Mingles. We're going to talk about some of the benefits or some of the advantages and maybe some of the other things you need to consider right after a little commercial break, so we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networkleads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
Okay, hello everyone. Peter Mingles here. You've just heard from Devon on Devon's input. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Devon, which is spelled D-E-V-O-N, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. So Devon had asked me a question about running multiple businesses. And, you know, everybody's situation is different, so this isn't like financial or business advice. You got to, you know, take a look at and talk to someone that might be sensitive and knowledgeable about your specific situation. So I'll speak from a few generalities and give you some ideas. And the answer is, should you run multiple businesses? And the answer is, sometimes yes, sometimes no. So let me give you some of the examples of what I mean. If you run an airline, a lot of people don't know this, but each airplane is actually a separate corporation. So United Airlines, if they're still around, or, you know, American Airlines, or any of the other ones, Delta, I'm sure, is still around. So all those things, each one of their airlines or airplanes, it's actually a separate corporation. Somebody might say, why would they do that? And the answer would be, well, for liability reasons. If you're running each one as a separate company and they crash, then there's only so much you can sue or so much damages that you might be able to have. So there might be some situations where, for legal purposes, you might want to keep things separate. So, again, that you have to look at yourself and ask yourself these questions, you know, does this make sense for me? Now, if you're somebody who is uber into accounting, then, say, for instance, someone like me, and I'm not uber into accounting, but somebody like me could have separate companies for each one of our products. So, for instance, we have Building Fortunes Radio. I could have that as a separate company, which I don't. Humongous Ads, I could have that as a separate company, but I don't. I could take The Leads and have that as a separate company, but I don't. When I first started my company, I called it PM Marketing. And I figured we'd have a whole, it'd be one company, but we'd have a whole bunch of products that we'd sell. So that's another thought process. If I were to have all these individual entities in being separate companies, like say, for instance, I was super duper big, so I'm talking about super duper big, then I'd probably have the radio show or the radio station as a separate entity and a separate company, and because it would have different employees, it would probably have different liabilities, certainly a different product line. It would have different things. The same thing with our classified ad site. I'd probably have a separate set of servers, which we do, but I'd have probably a different set of people that'd be working on it. And if you will, for liability, I'm talking about if we had hundreds of employees or independent contractors or whatever running it, I probably would have them set up as separate entities. But the way we did it, we said, well, we'll just run it under one. PM Marketing, that's me. I'm a sole proprietor as well. So I don't have a board to speak of. Of course, we have a board. It's me. But I don't have officers. I didn't want to go through all that sort of stuff. I don't raise stock. If I raise stock, maybe later on I'll probably have a different type of a corporate structure as well. I've never wanted to get that big. Companies that have stock, quote-unquote, are those that want to get super-duper big, like in the hundreds of millions or maybe billions, and that's not where I was going in the direction that I wanted to go. And in essence, then, having multiple businesses has a lot of advantages. Number one, legally, like I said a little bit earlier, you can separate entities. Number two, if they're complex because you have a whole bunch of different people doing a whole bunch of different things, maybe even separate headquarters, you probably want to have separate things for accounting purposes. What if there was like a specific accounting reason why you would want to have it? One company picked up debt. The other one had lots of, cash flow related issues. Some of the things that you want to do related to debt might be borrowing money. So sometimes that might be a consideration as well. Accounting, of course, the government always wants to know where you are. And then also you might have big enough or whatever, creative enough, you might also form a company at maybe in a better tax situation, a foreign country, if that's applicable. There's lots of reasons why some people might want to run multiple companies. And some of the things that I say for most people starting out is you probably should learn how to run one company first before you start to learn how to do multiple companies, because the only thing you'll do is probably get yourself in trouble, especially if you're kind of trying to do it on your own. So that's from the administrative structure. Now, what about, if you will, from the philosophical structure? If you are, I'm going to make something up. If you're like McDonald's, and a lot of people don't know this, but some people think that McDonald's is in the hamburger business. McDonald's really is not in the hamburger business. McDonald's is in the real estate business. So there's a lot of companies like that. Your local chiropractor, if he was trained the right way, probably is not just in the crack and backs business. He's in the real estate business. So what do I mean by that? He would buy the building and then lease the office for his chiropractic business from himself, and then also have other tenants that help pay the build business. So he would probably have one business for the real estate aspect of his business, a separate business for the chiropractic aspect of the business, and maybe he might even have another aspect for who's going to be doing the financing of maybe the office equipment part of his business. So there's lots of reasons why people might want to run multiple businesses. But what if the chiropractor all of a sudden decided that he wanted to sell T-shirts and coffee mugs and promotional items, and maybe he wanted to also, I'm going to make something up, have his own nutritional supplements? Well, then you can obviously see why you'd probably want to have a separate business for that. And in those distinct situations where they're really not similar, it'd probably be in somebody's best interest to run separate businesses. Now, I got to share with you, though, some of your potential profits are going to be eaten up in these administration expenses. But that's just a necessary evil. So just like you might have to pay for rent, or you might have to pay for, workman's compensation if you have employees, or because you'd have to pay a certain level of accounting, there's a certain business person philosophy that has to be in place where people just realize that, you know what, this is what it's like to run multiple businesses. So as a somewhat of a long-winded answer to Devon's questions about businesses, should you run multiple business? Well, I'll give you the typical, it depends. So it depends on your situation. Depends on the nature of the business, the size of the business, the complexity of the business, the diversity of the business. Can you do it? Well, the answer is sure. Now, also, that also means that you're probably going to be pretty busy if you're running multiple businesses, especially if they're in somewhat different, let's call them disciplines or product lines. So if you happen to be that chiropractor who's also the real estate person, well, now you have to deal with, what do you do when, suite C, out of your seven-suite building, toilet doesn't work. Well, you're probably going to need a management company or a maintenance guy, or I don't think you want to be sitting there flushing toilets or cleaning out toilets or, fixing roofs or air conditioners or any of those types of issues as well. So, as somebody that's adjusting people, cracking backs, moving people around, manipulating things, if you will, you're probably going to have people like other doctors, perhaps, if you want to leverage yourself, office staff, if you will, dealing with all that sort of stuff as well. You have to deal with medical billing if you're somebody that goes through insurance. So then, also if you're going to have your own product line, you have somebody who's going to be sitting there picking, testing, determining the nutritional supplements, if you will, if that's what you're going to choose, the quality, the packaging, the shipping, the whatever. I mean, all those things are somewhat complex. So if you're looking for just the stripes on your arm or the pat on the back to say, I'm running multiple businesses, if that's what you're looking for, you probably shouldn't be running multiple businesses. But if you're someone who says, you know what, I can take this, I'm used to kind of pretty self-disciplined or managing my way into any level of self-discipline that I'm lacking, and you also see the potential, most of the successful people out there on the planet run multiple businesses. So as an example, and I'll pick a big example, not a good example, but a big example, let's take a look at someone like Elon Musk. So Elon Musk is a bazillionaire, mostly because of the stock, obviously, that they've raised. But he's somebody that was super-duper talented, still is, and very, very, very knowledgeable, and, you know, kind of did whatever he did with PayPal. When he left PayPal, he started, what, Tesla? So they make, like, electric cars. He's got a battery division. Why? Well, duh, like, electric cars need, like, batteries. So he also realizes that the biggest problem out there in the marketplace with alternative energy is battery storage. So it's like, well, hell, we're making these batteries for these cars. We know a little bit about loads and diversity and all that sort of stuff. So we're going to make a battery storage company, which is, by the way, super-duper-duper impressive. Now, did Elon Musk do it on his own? Of course not. He's got tons of engineers and lots of other smart people as well. But he's responsible for a lot of things that happen. What else did he do? SpaceX. Like, flying a freaking rocket ship, you know, took over doing rocket ships. He did Solar City, which was a roofing company kind of where they were putting solar panels on roofs. You know, a lot of controversy with that one. He had Tesla buy the solar company for all the reasons that no one really knows because the solar company was like, kind of like losing their shirt. So Tesla took it over, probably some accounting stuff going on. Who knows what's going on with Elon? He's definitely on the autism spectrum, super-duper-duper genius, but definitely on that autism spectrum where he's just a genius but does stuff and who knows why he does stuff and how he does all the things that he does. And you probably don't want to know, except for the stock keeps going up. And then what has he done recently? Starlink. What the hell? Starlink is a series of satellites that are going, you know, up and basically forming the internet for people that don't have the internet. So Starlink is another one. So you take a look at this and you say, geez, I wonder if he's running it under Elon Musk, you know, LLC. And the answer is no, of course not. So they're all separate divisions. They're all separate companies. He's kind of wishy-washy and fuzzy with some of the way he floats things, I'm sure, which drives the SEC insane. And now he's talking about, like, buying Twitter or buying a huge portion of the available shares for Twitter. I think he owns like 9% of Twitter right now as well because he's a social networking guy. So why is he doing all these things? Well, like a guy like that who's genius in many ways can probably figure out how to run multiple companies, but don't be delusional. He doesn't really run those multiple companies. He probably oversees the boards. He's a great manager. Didn't start out that way. But, you know, you should ask yourself, am I an Elon Musk? If you're not an Elon Musk, you might actually be better running one company. Running one company super-duper really well. And then when you run that one company super-duper-duper well, then maybe you might want to take over another company as well. So can you do it? Depends. Some of the limiting factors are you. Now, I'll share with you, though, the more things you do, and this is common sense, but the more things you do, the more failure points you also have as well. So you have the leverage when everything goes well and the bragging rights, if you will, and the ability to become a bazillionaire or someone to make above average income for sure. But you're also increasing your failure points. And there's been some times where, for instance, with me, when there was a death of an employee or maybe a federal regulation that's changed or started. It kind of put us either out of business or in trouble. So, you know, running multiple businesses, especially in a world that has a lot to do with technology and rules and regulation, could really be a big factor. And nowadays, I don't know how much or if we'll ever go through what we went through recently with COVID, but there's a lot of people who got wiped out of whatever business they might have been in because of COVID. So COVID wiped out because the government said, you can't go to work. Or the government said, you should really stay home. Or the government said, you know, you can't do something unless you're jabbed. Well, the government put a whole bunch of people out of business, and some of them will never come back. So if you were somebody who was running multiple businesses, you might have been overwhelmed by the strain of trying to keep multiple businesses from going under, whereas if you were running one business, you might not have been able, you might have been able to keep that one business from going under. So as I wrap this up, most small businesses fail within the first couple of years because they're undercapitalized and they don't know what they're doing. That's pretty much a pretty well-known fact. If you're a distributor, you could be a distributor for multiple products. That's not really a company, but you could call it a company. So you could be a distributor of many products at the same time. That's fine. But if you're going to do the whole thing from like beginning to end, you might consider whether you want to run one or multiples. So having said any or all of that, Devon, over to you. I'll let you wrap it up.
Thank you so much, Peter. And what I want to mention also about running multiple business, you know, I want to be a business owner that is on top of everything. I decided, like, I don't want anything to happen in my business and I do not know about it. You know, for example, if a customer gets injured or an employee is acting up and is not operating correctly on his job, you know, I want to know about it as a boss, and that's the main goal I have. I want to be in charge, and I want to know what's going on inside the business, whether it is the unhappy customer or the products are not, you know, customers are not happy with the products. You know, I want to be knowing what's going on inside or within the company that I'm running, and you know, I want to. I don't want to say this in a bad way, but I don't want to be a shrewd business owner. I mean, shrewd meaning acute and sagacious, you know. I mean, that means wise, you know. But I want to be somebody that I don't want to manipulate anybody, but sometimes, you know, tough love is what I'm about. You know, sometimes you have to tell it like it is in a business. You don't want to be harsh to anybody, including employees, customers, people you're partnering with. But, you know, sometimes you have to, you know, tell it like it is to get to a certain point, you know, and make a point that you're trying to establish with, I would say, a stakeholder. So to wrap it up, I just want to tell people that, you know, owning a business is a lot of hard work, especially multiple businesses. But like I said, if you put your best foot forward, you can accomplish your goals. And I'm going to wrap it up right now and say that, you know, I'm going to tell Peter he did an excellent job and hoping to see you on next week on Devon's Input.
Excellent. Okay, good. So for those people listening in, if you want to hear this again, share it with some friends, go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Devon, buildingfortunesradio.com/Devon. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.